I'm Nicole.
I'm Marlena.
And we are your failure ambassadors.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode 5, Hit the Deck.
No one knows what that means, but yes, welcome back.
Yeah, no one knows. Peace and love.
Okay, Liv. I thought hit the deck was a common phrase. Apparently, it's not. I was using it to reference falling. And if Nicole would have kept this part in the last episode, you would know that she said, I said hit the deck. And she said,
what, are they throwing lemons at us?
Exactly.
Oh, it's a tie back to the episode title from before. I get it.
The problem is I didn't say it into my mic, so you couldn't hear it. And Marlena was like, re-record yourself. Just say that part and insert it. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, she never likes my ideas.
That is a lot of work, to be fair.
Okay, Liv. I'm regretting this choice.
No!
But yeah, as you can tell, we have a guest with us today.
Welcome, Liv, to the podcast.
It is nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Liv, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Liv. I work at a coffee house. Sometimes I stream on Twitch. Not really. That's about it.
You also cosplay?
Oh, yeah, I do that. I don't know. There's so many things that I forget about myself. I cosplay. I'm a psych major and philosophy major.
How did we meet you, Liv?
I met Nicole and Marlena through being RAs together on West Go, Let's Go staff. Last semester, last year.
I know. Can you believe it's been a year?
So, do you have a failure fact for us?
I actually do have a failure fact, somewhat related because I'm in the healthcare field. You're kind of in that, Liv.
Kind of.
Like, you're in, like, psychiatric kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So my failure fact for today is a health failure fact. Because did you know that 6.2 million adults in the United States have heart failure?
No.
I bet I will be one of those people in my old age.
Oh, I feel that. With the caffeine consumption? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a killer.
Marlena has, like, the nice Apple Watch that does the EKG. And I had a Celsius and 2 coffees that day, and I was nervous about something.
That's so much.
I know. And Marlena was like, it was brand new, so she was like, try it out. And I was like, I was nervous about something. I think I had something later in the night, and I did it, and she gets the readings back and she's like, you need to go to a doctor now.
I didn't say it like that. I said maybe you should see someone. This looks a little concerning. You have an extra T wave, which might not be problematic, but it might be, so maybe you should see a doctor. I also thought it was funny because in my class today, the on-campus doctor came in to talk to us, and she was talking about things that affect college students, and she was like, yeah, sometimes the large amount of caffeine intake can be slightly problematic for your health. And I was like, Nicole? Liv?
Oh no, Nicole.
It's okay. As I've said before, I plan to die early.
Me too, honestly. Like, peace and love, what is there for me at like 70 years old with the current state of the planet? Like,
oh, 70.
Whoa.
What? Are you thinking younger? You want to die younger?
No, I was thinking like mid, early 80s.
Oh.
And you said a whole 10 years before that.
I was thinking 70. I don't know. What is there to life in 2070? Really?
That is a fair point. But as the outlier here who would like to make it to 100.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, all this being said, I have faith in you.
Maybe my competitive nature will take over. And I'll just want to win. Let's move into our weekly fails. Who wants to start?
I can start.
Don't sound so enthusiastic, Liv.
No, I'm admitting a huge uh-oh I did. So Charlie's Coffee House is the place I work at. I said I was a barista there. That's a lie. I'm the general manager of the coffee house, so I have to, like, run things and order things. But my job usually is to, like, just make sure they're doing their stuff, you know, their responsibilities. One of the newer responsibilities to the finance role is ordering things. But he had formal, and he was like, hey guys, I cannot order this. I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll order it. I've done it before. I forgot to order it. And then it was 8 p.m. and I got out data collection, which is a nightmare. If you guys haven't collected data for anything, it's hard to get participants. I was in my own little psych world in Fisher Hall, and I get spam text messages in the Charlie's manager group chat, like, where's the donuts? I think Liv was supposed to get the donuts, and then it was just at Liv, and I realized I didn't order the donuts. But I was like, guys, I ordered it on DoorDash. I don't know why it's taking so long. To save face, instead of owning up to my mistake like a good person, I'm doing it now. The guilt is killing me. I said, oh, I don't know why the DoorDasher, you know, DoorDash, sometimes they don't have a Dasher. It's coming around 8:40, guys. Like, give it till 8:40, which is like 40 minutes after when Treat Yourself Thursday starts. But it came, and it came earlier. Shout out, I think her name was like Nicole. Oh my God, it was Nicole, but it was Nicole with a K. Shout out Nicole with a K. I know, weird spelling.
Woo.
Honestly, we've all been there.
Sly.
So I feel like that's pretty.
Marlena.
Okay.
Marlena thinks it's okay, mainly because she forgot a whole exam that she had to take.
Oh.
I did indeed forget a whole exam.
Did you play the sick card though?
No, I showed up and took it.
Oh.
And I got that exam back today. And on one of the questions I didn't choose to answer, she wrote, I thought this was the easiest question.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my God. And I was like, that might have been true, because I too thought that would have been an easy question had I studied muscles and had I known the answer. But it's okay. I still did well on the exam.
Okay.
Still have an A in the course.
That's good.
We're still killing it, but it was funny.
Slice, you get degrees, too, and we're at that
exactly.
Point.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to graduate.
That's my mentality right now. And I'm so close to graduation. I'm like, there's this one class that everything is, like, based on grade. Like, the grades are based on exams, sorry. And there's four exams, and then the final can replace one of the four. I have gotten an F on the first one. And then I got a D+ on the second. So my midterm grade was a D. And that was horrible because that's not something I usually experience. And then I frantically typed to my professor. I was like, I don't know what to do about this because exam scores are weighted at 90%. Assignments.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why. So I have done every assignment, only weighted 10%. So the fact that I hadn't done well on those exams is horrible, like, for my score. I've been going to tutoring. I have an exam this Friday, and I'm really confident in my ability to succeed because of tutoring.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're going to do great.
C's to get degrees. That's the motto I have.
Honestly, you just need to pass, right?
Yeah. C-, that's it.
Woo! Woo. You can do it. We believe in you.
Thank you.
Nicole?
Yeah, Nicole. Weekly fail.
So, this past weekend, we had our spring concert here at Susquehanna. Young Gravy.
Shout out.
A rapper, in case you didn't know.
Some of us don't know that.
Marlena didn't know who that was. So, for context, I have really sensitive ears. Like, weirdly sensitive ears. Marlena's shaking her head at me right now.
Because it's so annoying. Everything that you hear at, like, a normal rate, you'd be like, let's go do something fun. But it could be, like, slightly loud. And Nicole's like, God, no, my ears.
What are you talking about?
It's a little annoying. I'll give it to you. This concert was loud.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking about anything ever that I've ever thought about being like, oh, maybe Nicole would enjoy this. And then I have to go, no, because her ears would hurt too bad if she had to sit through the sound of this crowd.
Whatever. So it got moved. It was outside. And last year's spring concert was outside. And it hurt my ears. And, like, I lost hearing for a little bit after the concert, but not terrible. Because it was outside and, like, the sound could just flow.
Dissipate?
Dissipate, whatever.
That's a good word to use for it, yeah.
Good verbiage.
So, since it was inside in the chapel this time, I was like, oh, no. And we walk in, and we didn't even walk into, like, the stage area. I was going to say sanctuary, but it's not really, at that time, it was not a sanctuary.
You want to call that.
Yeah, we were just outside, and you could, like, feel the bass in your soul outside.
According to Nicole, I can feel it in my gut.
That's funny.
Whatever. So then we go in there. We go into, like, the stage area, sanctuary, whatever. And we have to stand in the very back. And this place wasn't full. It was probably at, like, 1/4 of its capacity, if that. So we were in the back. There was this huge gap between, like, the people that were trying to get as close as possibly, as they possibly could, and us and the faculty supervising.
I was going to say, we were almost back there sitting with, like, campus safety and the people working the concert.
Dang.
Yeah. So we're back there. I think they're trying to talk to me, like, multiple times, and I am just not hearing a thing. I'm not hearing anything. I'm just feeling the sound. And Abby was with us, our friend, and Abby pulls out these headphones, and she puts those in to protect her ears, and I was so jealous.
In hindsight, that was so smart.
Right. So in hindsight, I should have. But anyways, the fail comes after. We went back to Marlena's place. We were just hanging out, and I couldn't hear what they were saying for about 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
And I was like, here, I'll move the mic away from me. Like, they would be talking at a regular, like, rate of sound.
At normal volume.
Yeah, they were talking at normal volume. And I had to be like, what?
Just constantly.
And then they just stopped talking to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, in all fairness, where we live, where my room is, in West Village, the walls are really thin.
Yeah, I get that.
So having a normal conversation, people can sometimes still hear you, let alone when you're yelling back and forth, moving my mic away.
No, we're going over to their place later. What? We're going later.
And that's what we had to do. It was annoying.
What about you, Marlena?
Well, my weekly fail is not nearly as funny as your weekly fails. But I think I've talked about it before. My dad is renovating. That's what I'm looking for. He's renovating our home. And so he's put wood floors into, like, our den, which is a, like, relatively small room, like, where we watch TV. And he was like, we need to buy a rug. And I was like, well, let's just buy it online. And I was like, we need an 8x10. And he was like, Marlena, I really don't think we do. Like, a 5x7 would probably fit the room. And I was like, no, it's got to be an 8x10. Like, there's no way a 5x7 would fit. Right. Mm. And so there's also, like, a $100 difference in price tag. And I was like, nope, we need this 8x10. 8x10 arrives. Go to unravel, like, unroll it. It's the size of the room. Like, it's almost wall-to-wall. So, my bad. All right, let's move in to our weekly topic, working fails. Liv, I'm looking in your direction.
Hello.
What do you got?
So, I've been at Charlie's for a bit. I started my freshman year first semester, and back then, I was a different person than who I am now. And the first time I went to Charlie's, this is my working fail. This is the build up to that. First time I went to Charlie's, I didn't really know what I was doing because I think, no, Nicole can testify. You're just kind of thrown in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you thrown in there?
You're just thrown in there and expected to learn as you go. That's kind of the way it goes. And shout out Wynn Phillips. She now works at SU. And she was like, oh, hey, you're new.
you can get me like a cup of ice, right? I just need to get this person water. And you know where the ice machine is, right? I was like, yeah, yeah, I know where the ice machine is. And then I like grab the cup from her and I rip off the freezer door. And I was like, and I like stood there and like all my previous work trauma like flew in my mind of like having to pay for a customer's meal and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I can't pay for a freezer. I'm a college freshman. And she was like, oh, she was so nonchalant and chill about it. She was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't happen that much. Yeah, let's try to fix it. And then she suddenly fixed the freezer. I don't know how. But that was my work fail.
Is it the same kind of freezer you guys have now?
Yeah.
With like it's like a weird lid that you like push up to open. It's like the black.
I didn't push it up. Okay. Well, shout out Wynn if you're watching this or while listening to this. Well, what about you, Nicole? What's your work fail? Sorry, guys.
No, you take over, Liv.
I'm just redirecting.
So I worked at a bowling alley. It must have been when I came home freshman year. I didn't stay on campus for spring semester. And I figured school on Zoom, I can work. Right? You know what I mean?
Like, we've all done it.
Yeah, we've all done it.
So I was working and my job there was the snack bar side. Like, we were understaffed. So I was supposed to just be either taking orders or making the orders, but I ended up doing both. And when I couldn't, one of the guys from like the bowling side would come take an order for me. And so this one day we were really, really, really busy. And we had two freezers, one that was like easily accessible and one walk-in where like there was the bigger giant supplies, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, as a person that works in that worked at an ice cream store, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I walked back there to get something and my coworker Noah, thanks so much, Noah.
Shout out Noah.
Not really. Noah's definitely not listening to this.
I take it back.
Noah, as a joke, like put his hand up to the door when I tried to get out. And I knew it was him because normally it like opens pretty easily. And so as soon as that first push, I was like, whatever. So I just stood in there for a little bit. Because
what?
He had done that before and it had been like 5 minutes before he was like, all right, whatever. And then, like, let me out.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That's a long time to be stuck in a walk-in freezer.
Yeah, and it's cold.
It wasn't that bad. I do want to say that. It really wasn't that bad. But anyways, he had apparently walked away after about 20 seconds after that first initial push. So my fail is that it took me that long to get out of an open freezer.
Dang.
Picture you in there like twiddling your thumbs.
Well, I had my phone.
Wait, did you call for help or like text? Because I'd be texting and calling being like, get me out, please.
No, she just accepted her fate. Down and I was like, all right.
You just accepted your fate. You were like, I guess I'll take a break now.
It is so obvious you want to die young. Or well, I guess younger. 80. I'm sorry. I forgot 80 was young. That was my bad.
In the words of Marlena, it's very young.
You know I've had work fails, but none are coming to mind.
Really? Because some are coming to mind. They're just a little gross.
Yeah. What? In the interest of the ear of our listeners,
yeah,
I'm going to save them the gross stories. Maybe later. Another day.
Can you give a TLDR, though? Like, is it from being an RA or from being a medical person?
From being a medical person.
Okay. Yeah. That paints a better picture.
Well, to wrap it up, those are our working fails. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Those three listeners out there that listened to episode 3 after it dropped at noon within, like, the next 6 hours. Thank you. We're not sure who you are, but thank you.
But we see you. Kind of.
Oh my God. Yeah. People, like, this is like Twitch chat right now, and you're like calling out, like, thank you for donating. This is like, they're being acknowledged right now.
Right.
I hit the mic. I'm sorry. This is good. I'm sure they feel great.
But if you want to let us know who you are, please do so.
Yeah.
If you are one of those three listeners, in the words of Marlena,
oh, this is embarrassing.
In the words of Marlena, slide into those DMs on the gram.
Oh, my God.
I did not say slide into the DMs. I said, I don't want to say slide into the DMs. So I said, hit us up on the gram. Okay?
I think slide into the DMs is more eloquent in that. Like,
I don't know.
And the username for us is failure_ambassadors.
Check it out if you don't follow us already. Liv, did you want to shout out your Twitch?
Yeah,
I did. You're only 10 away.
Yes, I'm only 10 followers away from affiliate. It is twitch.tv/xnotgraceful. I am not a graceful person, but my middle name is Grace. That is where the middle, or the blah, 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 blah username comes from. I cosplay and I stream video games, and I'm 10 followers away from affiliate. So please just follow. That's all I ask.
Help some broke college students out.
Yeah, please do. Please use your Twitch Primes. It's free with an Amazon Prime subscription. That's a thing.
Woo, good to know. All right, so yeah, thank you everybody for listening. And remember, hit the deck because you never see it coming.